The Cosmic Perspective, Stars, Galaxies, and Cosmology. By Jeffrey Bennett. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Cosmic Perspective, Stars, Galaxies, and Cosmology by Jeffrey Bennett is a comprehensive guide to the universe. It provides an overview of the history of astronomy, from ancient times to modern day. The book covers topics such as stellar evolution, galaxies, and cosmology. It also includes discussions on dark matter and energy, black holes, and gravitational waves. In addition to providing an introduction to these topics, it also offers detailed explanations of how they work. The book begins with a discussion on the history of astronomy from ancient times through Galileo's discoveries in 1609 up until today's cutting-edge research. This section explains how our understanding of the universe has changed over time due to advances in technology and scientific knowledge. It then moves into more specific topics such as stars and their life cycles, galaxies including spiral arms, supermassive black holes, quasars, active galactic nuclei, AGN, dark matter/energy, cosmic microwave background radiation, CMBR, inflationary theory, Big Bang theory, Hubble's law, redshift/blueshift phenomena, etc. In addition to discussing these concepts in detail, Bennett also provides readers with practical advice for observing celestial objects using telescopes or binoculars. He discusses various types of telescopes available for amateur astronomers along with tips on how best to use them for viewing different kinds of astronomical objects like planets or nebulae. Finally, he concludes his book by exploring some current issues related to cosmology such as string theory and multiverse theories which are still being debated among scientists today. Overall, this book is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning about astronomy or gaining a better understanding of our place within the cosmos. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe. It states that the universe began from a single, infinitely dense point and has been expanding ever since. This theory is supported by observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation and the redshift of distant galaxies. Main idea number 2. The expanding universe. The universe is expanding, and the rate of expansion is increasing. This is due to the presence of dark energy, which is a mysterious form of energy that is causing the universe to expand faster and faster. Main idea number 3. The formation of galaxies. Galaxies form from the gravitational collapse of large clouds of gas and dust. This process is driven by the mutual gravitational attraction of the material in the cloud, and the resulting galaxies can range in size from dwarf galaxies to giant elliptical galaxies. Main idea number 4. The Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way is the galaxy that contains our solar system. It is a spiral galaxy, with a central bulge and two spiral arms. It is estimated to contain between 200 and 400 billion stars, and is surrounded by a halo of dark matter. Main idea number 5. The solar system. The solar system consists of the Sun and the 8 planets that orbit it. The planets are divided into two categories, the inner planets, which are composed mostly of rock and metal, and the outer planets, which are composed mostly of gas and ice. Main idea number 6. The formation of stars. Stars form from the gravitational collapse of large clouds of gas and dust. This process is driven by the mutual gravitational attraction of the material in the cloud, and the resulting stars can range in size from small red dwarfs to giant blue supergiants. Main idea number 7. Stellar evolution. stars evolve over time, changing in size, temperature, and luminosity. This process is driven by the nuclear fusion reactions that occur in the star's core, and the end result is a white dwarf, a neutron star, or a black hole. Main idea number 8. The life cycle of stars. Stars are born, live, and die in a cycle known as the stellar life cycle. This cycle begins with the formation of a star from a collapsing cloud of gas and dust, and ends with the death of the star as a white dwarf, a neutron star, or a black hole. Main idea number 9. The Sun is the star at the center of our solar system. It is a medium-sized yellow dwarf star, and is composed mostly of hydrogen and helium. It is the source of energy for all life on Earth, and its energy is produced by nuclear fusion reactions in its core. Main idea number 10. The nature of light. Light is a form of electromagnetic radiation, and it is the primary means by which we observe the universe. Light is composed of different wavelengths, and each wavelength corresponds to a different color. Main idea number 11. The Doppler effect. The Doppler effect is a phenomenon in which the frequency of a wave is changed due to the relative motion of the source and the observer. This effect is used to measure the velocity of stars and galaxies, and is also used to measure the expansion of the universe. Main idea number 12. The electromagnetic spectrum. The electromagnetic spectrum is the range of all possible frequencies of electromagnetic radiation. It includes visible light, radio waves, X-rays, and gamma rays. Each type of radiation has different properties and is used for different purposes. Main idea number 13. The cosmic distance ladder. The cosmic distance ladder is a method of measuring distances to objects in the universe. It uses a combination of parallax, spectroscopy, and redshift measurements to determine the distances to stars, galaxies, and other objects. Main idea number 14. The cosmic microwave background. The cosmic microwave background is a faint glow of radiation that is present throughout the universe. It is believed to be the remnant radiation from the Big Bang, and its discovery provided strong evidence for the Big Bang theory. Main idea number 15. Dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter and dark energy are mysterious forms of matter and energy that make up most of the universe. Dark matter is believed to be composed of exotic particles, while dark energy is believed to be responsible for the accelerating expansion of the universe. Main idea number 16. The age of the universe. The age of the universe is estimated to be 13.8 billion years. This age is determined by measuring the expansion rate of the universe and the amount of time it has been expanding. Main idea number 17. The fate of the universe. The ultimate fate of the universe is unknown, but there are several possible scenarios. These include the Big Crunch, in which the universe collapses in on itself, and the Big Rip, in which the universe is torn apart by dark energy. Main idea number 18. The search for extraterrestrial life. The search for extraterrestrial life is an ongoing effort to detect signs of life on other planets. This search is conducted through the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments, and has yielded some promising results. Main idea number 19. The search for habitable planets. The search for habitable planets is an ongoing effort to identify planets that could potentially support life. This search is conducted through the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments, and has yielded some promising results. Main idea number 20. The search for Earth-like planets. The search for Earth-like planets is an ongoing effort to identify planets that are similar to Earth in terms of size, composition, and other characteristics. This search is conducted through the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments, and has yielded some promising results. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Big Bang theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe. It states that the universe began from a single, infinitely dense point and has been expanding ever since. This theory is supported by observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation and the redshift of distant galaxies. Cosmic microwave background radiation, CMB, was discovered in 1965 by Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson while working at Bell Labs. The CMB is a faint glow of light that permeates all space, which can be detected in any direction we look out into space. Its temperature is almost uniform across all directions, indicating that it originated from an event that occurred before galaxies formed. Redshift occurs when light emitted from distant objects appears shifted towards longer wavelengths due to its expansion away from us as it travels through spacetime. This phenomenon was first observed by Edwin Hubble in 1929 and provides evidence for an expanding universe. Together, these two observations provide strong support for the Big Bang theory as they indicate that our universe had a beginning some 13 billion years ago and has been expanding ever since. Main idea number 2. The universe is expanding, and the rate of expansion is increasing. This phenomenon has been observed since Edwin Hubble first discovered it in 1929. The cause of this accelerating expansion is dark energy, a mysterious form of energy that permeates all space and causes the universe to expand faster and faster as time passes. Dark energy makes up about 70% of the total mass energy content of the universe, yet its exact nature remains unknown. It appears to be homogeneous throughout space, meaning that its density does not change with location or time. Scientists believe that dark energy may be related to Einstein's cosmological constant, a term he added to his equations for general relativity in order to make them consistent with a static universe. As more data becomes available from astronomical observations, scientists are able to better understand how dark energy affects our universe and what implications it might have for our future. For example, if dark energy continues at its current rate, then eventually galaxies will become so far apart from each other that they will no longer interact gravitationally, leading us into an era known as cosmic isolation. Main idea number 3. The formation of galaxies is a complex process that begins with the gravitational collapse of large clouds of gas and dust. As these clouds contract, they become denser and hotter, eventually forming stars. The newly formed stars then interact gravitationally with each other, as well as with the remaining gas and dust in the cloud. This interaction causes further contraction of the cloud, resulting in more star formation until eventually a galaxy forms. The size and shape of galaxies can vary greatly depending on their initial conditions. Dwarf galaxies are typically small systems containing only a few billion stars, while giant elliptical galaxies may contain up to 1 trillion or more stars. In addition to their stellar content, most galaxies also contain significant amounts of interstellar gas and dust, which provide fuel for ongoing star formation. Galaxies come in many different shapes, including spiral arms, bars, rings, irregulars, and ellipticals. These shapes are determined by how much angular momentum was present during their formation. Those with higher angular momentum tend to form spiral arms, while those without tend to be more spherical or ellipsoidal in shape. Main idea number 4. The Milky Way is an immense spiral galaxy, with a central bulge and two sweeping arms. It is estimated to contain between 200 and 400 billion stars, making it one of the largest galaxies in the universe. The Milky Way is surrounded by a halo of dark matter that extends far beyond its visible boundaries. Our solar system lies within this vast galactic structure, orbiting around the center at a distance of about 27,000 light-years. The Milky Way has been studied for centuries by astronomers from all over the world. Its shape was first described in 1610 by Galileo Galilei using his telescope, although he could not see individual stars due to their great distances from Earth. In recent years, our understanding of the Milky Way has grown exponentially thanks to advances in technology such as radio telescopes and space-based observatories. Today we know much more about our home galaxy than ever before. We have mapped out its structure in detail and are beginning to understand how it formed billions of years ago. We also now know that there are many other galaxies like ours scattered throughout the universe, each with its own unique story waiting to be discovered. Main idea number 5. The solar system is composed of the Sun and 8 planets that orbit it. The inner planets, which are closest to the Sun, are made up mostly of rock and metal. These include Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. The outer planets are further away from the Sun and consist mainly of gas and ice. This group includes Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, as well as dwarf planet Pluto. The solar system also contains many other objects such as asteroids in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, comets that travel through our system on long orbits, moons orbiting each planet, dust particles floating around in space, meteoroids entering our atmosphere from outside sources, and more recently discovered exoplanets orbiting stars beyond our own. Main idea number 6. Stars form from the gravitational collapse of large clouds of gas and dust. This process is driven by the mutual gravitational attraction of the material in the cloud, which causes it to contract under its own weight. As this happens, some regions become denser than others, leading to a fragmentation into smaller clumps that eventually become individual stars. The resulting stars can range in size from small red dwarfs to giant blue supergiants. The mass of each star determines its size and luminosity. More massive stars are larger and brighter than less massive ones. In addition, different types of stars have different lifespans. For example, red dwarfs live much longer than blue supergiants. As a star forms, it begins to generate energy through nuclear fusion reactions at its core. These reactions convert hydrogen into helium and release tremendous amounts of energy in the form of light and heat. This energy radiates outward from the star's surface into space where it can be detected by telescopes on Earth. Main idea number 7. Stellar evolution is the process by which stars change over time. As a star ages, it undergoes changes in size, temperature, and luminosity due to nuclear fusion reactions occurring in its core. This process of stellar evolution can take millions or even billions of years depending on the mass of the star. The end result of stellar evolution depends on the mass of the star. Smaller stars will eventually become white dwarfs. These are dense objects that no longer produce energy through nuclear fusion but still emit light from their surface. Larger stars will collapse into neutron stars or black holes when they reach their final stages of life. Understanding how stars evolve is important for understanding many aspects of astronomy and cosmology. By studying how different types and sizes of stars evolve over time, astronomers can gain insight into our universe's history and future development. Main idea number 8. The stellar life cycle begins with the formation of a star from a collapsing cloud of gas and dust. This process, known as star formation, is triggered by gravity and can take anywhere from hundreds of thousands to millions of years. As the cloud collapses, it forms a protostar that continues to contract until nuclear fusion reactions begin in its core. At this point, the protostar becomes an active star. Once formed, stars live for varying lengths of time depending on their mass. Smaller stars may live for billions or even trillions of years, while larger stars have much shorter lifespans, lasting only tens or hundreds of millions of years. During this time, they produce energy through nuclear fusion reactions in their cores, which powers them and allows them to shine brightly. Eventually, all stars will die when they run out of fuel in their cores and are no longer able to sustain nuclear fusion reactions. When this happens, the outer layers expand outward into space, forming what is known as a planetary nebula, while the core contracts down into either a white dwarf, neutron star, or black hole, depending on its mass. Main idea number 9. The Sun is the star at the center of our solar system. It is a medium-sized yellow dwarf star, and is composed mostly of hydrogen and helium. It has been shining for over 4.5 billion years, providing energy to all life on Earth through its nuclear fusion reactions in its core. The Sun's energy output is immense. It produces more than 386 billion megawatts of power every second. This energy travels outwards from the Sun in all directions as electromagnetic radiation, including visible light, ultraviolet radiation, infrared radiation, and X-rays. The Sun also has an important role in shaping our solar system. Its gravity holds planets like Earth in orbit around it while also keeping comets and asteroids away from us. The solar wind, a stream of charged particles that flows outward from the Sun, helps shape planetary atmospheres by pushing gas away from them. Finally, the sun's magnetic field extends far beyond our solar system into interstellar space, where it interacts with other stars' fields to create complex structures known as magnetic bubbles. These bubbles can affect how material moves between stars and galaxies. Main idea number 10. Light is a fundamental part of our universe. It is the primary means by which we observe and understand the world around us. Light consists of different wavelengths, each corresponding to a different color in the visible spectrum. The nature of light has been studied for centuries, and its properties have been used to develop technologies such as photography, television, lasers, and fiber optics. The study of light also helps us better understand other aspects of physics, such as relativity and quantum mechanics. For example, Einstein's theory of special relativity states that time slows down when an object moves close to the speed of light. This phenomenon can be observed in particle accelerators, where particles travel at nearly the speed of light. Light also plays an important role in astronomy, since it allows us to observe distant objects in space. By studying how stars emit certain types of radiation or how galaxies absorb certain wavelengths from background radiation, astronomers are able to learn more about these celestial bodies. In conclusion, understanding the nature of light is essential for many scientific disciplines, including physics and astronomy. Its properties have enabled us to make great advances in technology while providing insight into some fascinating phenomena found throughout our universe. Main idea number 11. The Doppler effect is a phenomenon that occurs when the relative motion of a source and an observer affects the frequency of a wave. This effect can be observed in sound waves, light waves, and other forms of electromagnetic radiation. When the source moves away from the observer, the frequency decreases; conversely, when it moves towards them, it increases. The magnitude of this change depends on both the speed at which they are moving relative to each other and also on their distance apart. This effect has many practical applications in astronomy. It is used to measure velocities of stars and galaxies by measuring how much their spectral lines have shifted due to their motion through space. Additionally, astronomers use it to measure how fast our universe is expanding by looking for redshifts in distant galaxies' spectra. The Doppler effect provides us with valuable information about our universe that would otherwise remain hidden from view. By understanding its principles, we can gain insight into some of nature's most fascinating phenomena. Main idea number 12. The electromagnetic spectrum is a vast range of frequencies that span the entire range of energy from radio waves to gamma rays. It includes all forms of light, including visible light, infrared radiation, ultraviolet radiation, X-rays, and gamma rays. Each type of radiation has different properties and can be used for different purposes. Visible light is the most familiar form of electromagnetic radiation and makes up only a small portion of the spectrum. Radio waves are much longer than visible light and have lower frequencies. They are used in communication technologies such as cell phones and Wi-Fi networks. Infrared radiation has slightly higher frequencies than visible light but still falls within the radio wave region. It is often used in night vision devices or medical imaging systems. Ultraviolet radiation has even higher frequencies than infrared radiation. It can cause sunburns if exposed to too much UV without protection. X-rays have even higher frequencies than ultraviolet radiation and are commonly used in medical imaging systems to detect broken bones or tumors inside the body. Gamma rays have some of the highest energies on the electromagnetic spectrum. They are produced by nuclear reactions or supernovae explosions, among other sources. Main idea number 13. The cosmic distance ladder is a powerful tool for measuring distances to objects in the universe. It relies on a combination of different techniques, such as parallax, spectroscopy, and redshift measurements. Parallax involves measuring the apparent shift in an object's position when viewed from two different points in space. This can be used to measure distances up to about 1,000 light-years away. Spectroscopy measures the absorption or emission lines of atoms or molecules that are present in stars and galaxies. These can be used to measure distances up to millions of light-years away. Finally, redshift measurements involve looking at how much an object's spectrum has shifted due to its motion through space. this technique can be used for even greater distances. By combining all three methods together, astronomers have been able to construct what is known as the cosmic distance ladder, a way of accurately determining the distances between us and distant objects throughout our universe. This method has allowed us not only to map out our own Milky Way galaxy but also explore far beyond it into other galaxies and clusters. Main idea number 14. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is a faint glow of radiation that pervades the entire universe. It was first discovered in 1965 by Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson, who were awarded the Nobel Prize for their discovery. The CMB is believed to be the remnant radiation from the Big Bang, and its discovery provided strong evidence for the Big Bang theory. The CMB has an average temperature of 2.725 Kelvin, minus 270 degrees Celsius or minus 454 degrees Fahrenheit. This means that it emits very little energy at visible wavelengths, but can be detected using radio telescopes tuned to microwave frequencies. By studying this ancient light, astronomers have been able to learn about conditions in our universe shortly after its birth. In addition to providing evidence for the Big Bang theory, measurements of the CMB have also allowed scientists to determine many other properties of our universe, such as its age, 13.8 billion years, composition, 4% ordinary matter, 23% dark matter, 73% dark energy, and geometry, flat. Main idea number 15. Dark matter and dark energy are mysterious forms of matter and energy that make up most of the universe. Dark matter is believed to be composed of exotic particles, such as weakly interacting massive particles, WIMPs, or axions, which interact only weakly with ordinary matter. This makes it difficult to detect directly, but its presence can be inferred from its gravitational effects on galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. Dark energy is an even more mysterious form of energy that appears to be responsible for the accelerating expansion of the universe. The exact nature of both dark matter and dark energy remains a mystery, although there have been many theories proposed over the years. One popular theory suggests that dark matter consists primarily of WIMPs or axions, while another proposes that it may consist mainly of primordial black holes formed shortly after the Big Bang. As for dark energy, one leading hypothesis suggests that it could be due to a cosmological constant, a kind of anti-gravity force, that was present in space even before any stars or galaxies were formed. Main idea number 16. The age of the universe is estimated to be 13.8 billion years. This age is determined by measuring the expansion rate of the universe and the amount of time it has been expanding. The expansion rate, known as Hubble's constant, was first measured in 1929 by Edwin Hubble using observations from distant galaxies. Since then, astronomers have used a variety of methods to refine this measurement and determine how fast the universe has been expanding over its lifetime. By combining these measurements with models that describe how matter behaves under gravity, scientists can calculate an estimate for when our universe began. This calculation suggests that our universe began about 13.8 billion years ago in what we call the Big Bang, a rapid expansion event where all matter and energy were created out of nothingness. Main idea number 17. The ultimate fate of the universe is unknown, but there are several possible scenarios. These include the Big Crunch, in which the universe collapses in on itself due to gravity and all matter and energy become concentrated into a single point. Alternatively, dark energy could cause the expansion of spacetime to accelerate so rapidly that it tears apart galaxies, stars, planets, and even atoms. This is known as the Big Rip. In addition to these two possibilities, other theories suggest that our universe may be part of an infinite cycle where it expands and contracts over time, or that we live in a multiverse with multiple universes existing side by side. Ultimately, though, no one knows for sure what will happen to our universe billions or trillions of years from now. Main idea number 18. The search for extraterrestrial life is an ongoing effort to detect signs of life on other planets. This search has been conducted through the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments in order to gain a better understanding of our universe and its potential inhabitants. Scientists have used these tools to observe distant stars and galaxies, as well as analyze data from probes sent into space. In recent years, some promising results have been found that suggest the possibility of alien life existing elsewhere in the cosmos. In addition to searching for evidence of extraterrestrial life directly, scientists are also studying how conditions on Earth may be similar or different from those on other planets. By comparing what we know about Earth's environment with what we can learn about environments elsewhere in the universe, researchers hope to gain insight into which worlds might be capable of supporting complex forms of life. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI, is another important part of this research effort. SETI involves listening for signals coming from outer space that could indicate intelligent activity beyond our planet. While no definitive proof has yet been found that aliens exist outside our world, SETI continues to provide valuable information about possible civilizations out there. Main idea number 19. The search for habitable planets is an exciting and important endeavor. Astronomers are using a variety of techniques to identify planets that could potentially support life, such as looking for signs of water or oxygen in the atmosphere, measuring the planet's temperature, and searching for evidence of biological activity. Telescopes like Hubble and Kepler have been used to detect exoplanets orbiting other stars, while spacecraft like Cassini-Huygens have explored our own solar system in search of potential habitats. In addition to these observational methods, scientists are also developing theoretical models to better understand what conditions might be necessary for a planet to be able to sustain life. These models take into account factors such as the size and composition of the planet's atmosphere, its distance from its star, and even how much energy it receives from its star over time. The search for habitable planets is ongoing and has yielded some promising results so far. While we may not find another Earth-like world anytime soon, this research will help us better understand our place in the universe, and perhaps one day lead us closer towards finding extraterrestrial life. Main idea number 20. The search for Earth-like planets is an ongoing effort to identify planets that are similar to our own in terms of size, composition, and other characteristics. This search has been conducted through the use of telescopes, spacecraft, and other instruments. By studying the light from distant stars, astronomers have been able to detect exoplanets orbiting them. These observations have revealed a variety of different types of worlds with sizes ranging from smaller than Mercury up to larger than Jupiter. In addition to looking for exoplanets around other stars, scientists are also searching for signs of life on these distant worlds. To do this, they look at the chemical makeup of their atmospheres as well as any potential signs of habitability such as liquid water or temperatures suitable for life. So far, no definitive evidence has been found, but there is still much work being done in this area. The search for Earth-like planets continues today and will likely continue into the future as technology advances and new discoveries are made about our universe. It's an exciting time in astronomy and one that could potentially lead us closer towards finding another world like ours out there among the stars. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.